We're learning the laws of Shabbos, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We were discussing yesterday in the first sif in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph that when it comes to making Kiddush on Friday night, even though technically based on Zachar Shem Shabbos, you would think it's a Diraisa, Torah law, but possibly because a person davens Mar Friday night and already acknowledges that it's Shabbos, that Torah obligation has already been fulfilled, and therefore the Kiddush becomes, the Rabbanim becomes rabbinic. And therefore we brought down in Mishnah Berurah that there are those that perhaps would say that a child who has reached the age of Chinuch, at that point, that child is allowed to make Kiddush and fulfill the obligation for the adult. And the reason is a katan who, let's say, did not acknowledge that it was Shabbos yet, so that in itself is rabbinic, that's the Rabbanon. And the adult, it's the Rabbanon, the Kiddush, because he davened Marv already, and therefore the Rabbanon could fulfill the obligation for the other. However, the Mishnah Berurah then continues, V'ulam yesh l'fakbeik b'zeh harbe. There's numerous people that look upon this and say that this is probably not right. So the Hakaimelon, he says that we learned already in Siman Samach, the mitzvah srichos kavana, lotzeis v'yaseis a mitzvah. For a person to fulfill mitzvahs, not just to randomly go through actions, but you have to think about what you're doing, it's necessary to have kavana. It says, mustama, and this is a good question to ask ourselves on a Friday night, if this is really what we're thinking about at Maariv, he says, mustama, most likely, ein mederech oylem l'chavin lotzeis as a mitzvah asei dezacher betfilah. Most people don't have in mind when they're davening Mar that I'm about to fulfill my Torah obligation of Zohar Shem Shabbos. Something in which a person generally will do at Kiddush, acknowledging what they're doing. They're making a Kiddush special. They're not just going right into dinner. So therefore that is something in which is unique. So therefore he says, even if you did daven Friday night, even though you did mention Shabbos, it's possible that you did not fulfill your Torah obligation because of the concept of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Alkein, therefore, Yeshlem Noah Melatzes Yedei Kiddush Al Yedei Katan. You shouldn't allow a Katan to just simply make Kiddush on your behalf, because who says that maybe you didn't, you're actually the Raisa. Be'afilim Yizahir Hashemel Loimer Imo Milu B'Mila Gam Kinochem Noah Mizeh. It doesn't matter even if he's being fed word for word by others, still one should hold themselves back from doing such a thing. Let's move on to Sif Beis. Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush. Not only men are obligated in Kiddush, but women also have an equal obligation. Even though, typically speaking, when we hear of a time-bound positive mitzvah, we generally will say that women are potter, they're exempt. They don't have to do such mitzvahs. Therefore, one would maybe look at Kiddush, time-bound. After all, it's only once a week, and it's a mitzvah saseh. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos, you have to remember the Shabbos. So why would women be obligated? So the Mechaber says, this is a Gemara in Brachos in the third parak, Mishum is the iskish zocher v'shamar, because of the connection of zocher shem shabbos and shamar shem shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that in a second. V'hani nashi hoyel v'istehu b'shmira istehu b'sachira. Since women are obligated in shmira shabbos, which includes the not violating of the 39 melachos, therefore they're also obligated in zachira shabbos. So even though, in fact, it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama, this is one of the exceptions. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Zohar Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho, Ha'omer B'Dibros HaRishonos, that's brought down in the Dibros HaRishonos of Parshas Yisro, B'Shomer Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho, in the Yisera said, B'Shomer Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho, Ha'omer B'Dibros HaRishonos. It says it in the second Dibros, but instead of Zohar, it says Shomer. Okay, so everything else is there's other slight differences between the two mentionings of the Aseret Dibros in the Torah. One of the major differences, the first time it says Zachar, and the second time it says Shomer. Shnehem b'diber echad nemru, and both of them were said with the same utterance. The Zachar koyal mitzvah saseh de kiddush. And as we mentioned previously, when we hear Zachar Shom HaShabbos, that's referring specifically to the mitzvah, the positive obligation of making kiddush. possibly also the idea of Havdalah, which the Rambam brings down, which we'll discuss later. V'shamru koi al shmira m'malacha. It says, v'shamru shem Shabbos, it's guarding oneself from doing any of the forbidden 39 labors on Shabbos. G'shem shib, iser m'malacha, b'vada gam nashim uzharos. The Mishnah Berurah says, certainly when it comes to the violation of any m'malacha, certainly women are obligated to not violate the Shabbos. The mitzvah salosa say, Ein chiluk bein zman grama, bein shein zman grama. Women are always obligated to do negative mitzvos, anything which is a mitzvah salosa say. So therefore, the obligation of shomer shomer Shabbos, which is not only that sounds like a mitzvah saseh, but also in that same discussion is the iser of doing malacha, which is a lo saseh, that one is not allowed to violate the Shabbos. So kain b'yasiya the zacher gam noshim b'mitzuyos he says that therefore they're also obligated in zechira Shabbos. So that's the reason the Mishnah Berurah basically just explained the Mechaber a little bit better, but that's the reason why women are obligated in zechira Shabbos, because of the connection between zacher shomer Shabbos and shomer shomer Shabbos. The question is, as the Mechaber is going to bring down, whether or not one is able at that point, because women have the same obligation as men, as far as Kiddush is concerned, maybe women are actually allowed to make Kiddush on behalf of a man, and that's something which we'll discuss next time.